Greetings, and welcome to the ninth podcast in the Energy Links podcast series. I'm your host, Paul Rippey, and I'm here in Washington, D.C., at the office of the Center for Financial Inclusion with Paul Breloff, the Vice President in charge of Business Development and Strategy for SKS Microfinance. SKS Microfinance was founded in 1997 in Andhra Pradesh State in India. It has become the largest microfinance institution in India with over 4 million customers and is adding 300,000 new customers a month. SKS is known for embracing new technologies. It has a fully automated MIS and is experimenting with mobile banking platforms and prepaid cards, all designed to speed growth and reduce costs. SKS has been compared to Starbucks in its approach, and that's an interesting analogy, as Paul and I sit here sipping our Starbucks coffee. Paul Breloff leads new business initiatives at SKS, including the research, development, and implementation of new financial products and services. And he is also in charge of non-financial products, sales, and financing. His areas of responsibility include mobile banking, international expansion, and synergistic new business spinoffs, which, as we shall see, include the promotion of solar lamps. Paul got his BA in philosophy and psychology from Amherst College and a law degree from Yale Law School. Paul Breloff, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Paul, we want to talk about SKS and solar lamps, but first, would you tell us how your interesting career path led you to be in India with SKS?
Sure. I actually got started in financial inclusion more broadly during law school. During that time, we were working on starting up a community development bank to serve the underserved populations in and around New Haven. That got me really excited about the potential for microfinance globally, and that led me to SKS for a several-month stint working on a business plan and maintained involvement while working as a corporate lawyer on multiple pro bono projects. When the opportunity came to come back to India and lead this department as we looked at new ways microfinance could be used to help the lives of our customers, really was an opportunity I didn't want to pass up.
So what is SKS doing to promote solar lamps?
Hopefully a number of things over time. I think we've been interested in understanding how we can address the other unmet needs of our customers for a while. And one of the areas in which we've been excited to play a role is promoting access and affordability to non-financial products. Solar lights is one of a few products, including mobile phones and water purifiers, where we think we can make a difference to our customers, getting them access to products that might not otherwise reach their very rural locations, while also providing financing to sort of smooth that one-time cost. With solar lights, it's really solving a couple issues. One, obviously, is an access to energy problem. In the areas in which we've currently expanded this program, over half the customers have no access to electricity, and a large number would only have periodic access. So a lighting solution that runs on the sun is a pretty fantastic idea. Also, though, more than just providing an energy solution, lights for our customers are a productivity-enhancing issue and just a quality-of-life issue. So we've been excited to get into this area for some time. What we're doing right now is working on a program where we can work through our existing loan operations to market the product and then finance the product. I should say a quick word on our model. We follow a Grameen lending approach. So essentially, we go into the villages to serve our customers and meet with our customers every single week to both do the loan applications, the disbursements, and the collections. We lend in groups and conduct these what we call center meetings in groups. And so we have it's a very high-touch model, which gives us great access to customers as we try to think about other products. So in a nutshell, what we do is we go in, we partner with product providers who are offering products we think our customers want and need and are verified by our market research. We come in, we market the product, we aggregate orders for the product, and then we finance it. And then depending on what the product might be, we play a role in making sure that product gets to our customers. With solar lights, we've so far run this across a number of branches and are looking to expand this to many more in the coming year and hopefully over time can make sure a few hundred thousand of our customers at least have access to better lights and cleaner energy.
What's the exact mechanisms by which a customer, are you doing end-user finance where the clients themselves are taking a loan from SKS to buy the lamp?
Yes. For a number of regulatory issues, we would not take these and sort of resell them to customers. So basically, we're playing a facilitator role where that we market to the customers, we take the order, and then we finance the customers in their purchase of the lights. And just like any consumer model, we then make the payments to the product supplier on their behalf. Customers get the lights immediately, and then they pay us back over, in this case, 25 weeks.
Could you describe the product that the customers are buying?
Sure. It's a basic LED light. It comes with a sort of a basic handheld portable device that plugs into a PV cell. We found it to be a really fantastic product, really, truly reliable. Depending on the different settings, it can last anywhere from 500 hours on the lowest setting to even on a high setting, about 10 hours fully charged. We're planning on these having a lifetime of probably 2 to 3 years, but could be longer. The warranty on these is a year. And the partner we're working with uses a somewhat standard distributor-retailer model. So as they grow, I think that our customers will also find they have a place to go in the event of any issues with the products and any needs for repair or replacement.
That's good because I've thought that one of the things that's missing now as we're rolling out solar lamps is simply brands that you can count on. I mean, if Nokia made lamps, you could buy them with a surety because they're not going to let anybody tarnish the brand. We're just starting to get some brands, companies that have really invested and they don't want to let anything damage their reputation. So.
Exactly. Yeah, we've seen and continue to look at a large number of new entrants to this market, not only just in solar lights or solar lamps, but across a number of categories, which we can talk. And you're right. Only slowly are the big players, like, say, GE and others, getting into this space. And so we are watching carefully to see who will be the next reliable brand.
Right. Everyone's waiting for the big players to come in, and they may just have looked at the margins and the price points, and they may not come in. We'll see. We'll wait and see.
Yep.
Who knows? And what do these lamps cost?
These lamps so far have cost, I'll have to do the conversion, but about 1,300 rupees, which is about $25 to $30.
And the loan, I mean, since they have to pay interest to you, what is that? How much does the loan add to the cost of the lamps?
The loan will just add a few dollars to the cost of the lamps over the 25 weeks.
Right. And almost all your customers are then converting from kerosene to solar.
Yes, the vast majority. And we've seen a truly exciting reduction. Over a quarter of the customers in the sample we've worked with so far, which is a few thousand, over a quarter of the customers now use zero kerosene a month, and three quarters have reduced significantly from prior levels. So that is an exciting benefit.
Right, right. I don't know if you've been able to compute the payback period. It's hard to do because people have different rates of kerosene.
It's hard to. We found it a little bit hard to calculate, but our best guess says that this sort of pays for itself in 6 to 8 months.
Right. That's what we were finding in Africa. It's about 6 months as a norm. And then after that, it's pure profit.
Yes.
We're preaching to the choir here. There's no disagreement about the value of...
And I would say that the customers are simply loving these lights. And I will be perfectly honest that when we started this, that was one of the things we were most curious about. Are these lights something that sort of the Western world is excited about and almost getting foisted upon? Or are these something that actually adds value?